Last night, volunteers visited shelters, and today they travel out to camps and other hard-to-reach areas to count and collect data from those who are homeless. Kate Murphy with Coastal Care says last year's count of 398 was lower than the previous year. But data shows an increase in people who face housing obstacles because of substance use, mental health, and legal issues.
That's the smaller sort of demographics or the more detailed demographics that we're looking for so we can put funding into services to lead folks toward recovery. So that's sort of where this information is important and where to put the funding as to how we can serve these harder to house individuals.
Murphy says the count determines how much state and federal funding will be dispersed through county and local housing agencies. The point-in-time count happens statewide and is sponsored by the North Carolina Coalition to End Homelessness. Sarah Wood, WHQR News.